Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 33rd at Torino Film Festival, and today we're talking about the Torino Film Lab because I have with me Marco Sklop, director of Eva Nova. Welcome, Marco.
Good morning.
So you were just telling me that you arrived yesterday, so how is it going?
I've been here in Torino 2 years ago as a part of the Torino Film Lab, so I'm a bit familiar with the city. I arrived yesterday in the evening and I took the chance to experience the football match between Juventus and Manchester City with locals, with fans. It was a very pleasant experience.
So before talking about your experience at the Torino Film Lab, I would like to ask you to give us a brief introduction of Eva Nova.
The main character of the film, Eva Nova, made a mistake in her life. She freed herself of her child when she was young. Now she is 62 and she would like to reconcile with her son, with her family. But the question is if she deserves the second chance, and the question is if it's not too late. Eva is an actress. She was a star or famous actress during the communist time. But after the fall of the Iron Curtain, after the change of the political system, she failed to adapt to the new conditions. She found herself in the world she did not understand, and she hit rock bottom with alcohol. So the film starts with the scene when she's leaving the rehab and going to visit her son.
Wow. And what's the genesis of the film? How did you get the idea and you developed it?
Every country, every cinema, every branch knows its men and women who once touched some kind of stardom. And then they experienced a big fall down. It's kind of a universal story. I'm sure also in Italy.
Yes, you know, so many.
Like that.
Yeah.
So this archetypal story was the background for the main topic. And it's blocked family relationships, unsolved things from the past, and how we human beings can deal with it. What kind of solutions we can find. Somebody solves his problem with alcohol, somebody with trying to escape somewhere else or abroad, somebody is suffering or just suffering to showing the others, you know, how good I am. So these are the layers which I try to express in the film.
So if I listened correctly, you started your experience with the Torino Film Lab 2 years ago, and the script was at the early stages. So how was the experience? What did you do? How did you work? And how did it change, if it did, your first idea of the film?
Participation at the Torino Film Lab was very fruitful for me, especially towards the script. I had the chance to collaborate with a great Romanian script consultant. His name is Razvan Radulescu. He's been working on so many very good and successful Romanian films. And he gave me several general, very important points for the development of the script. So it was 2 years ago. It took us some time to finance the film, and I'm extremely happy to be here with the finished film and to present it to the Torino audience.
So would you repeat this experience? Would you tell your colleagues to actually do that because it works? It helps?
Not only that I would, I'm doing so.
So tell me about it.
There is a very nice slogan which TFL has. It's not only a lab or laboratory or training program, it's also a community. So you can meet here also many people, friends, and collaborators for the future. And I'm in touch with most of the participants of that year. And with some of them, we're also discussing the possible cooperation. So TFL is also community, which is extremely positive.
And where are we going to see Eva Nova in the future?
The film was premiered 2 months ago at Toronto Film Festival. We are extremely happy and also lucky that we have received the FIPRESCI prize there from the film critics. This month it's on the film festivals in Thessaloniki, Tallinn, Minsk, Torino, Goa in India. In December, we'll we are very much looking forward to the US premiere at the American Film Institute European Union Showcase in Washington. So it has its festival life, and I'm more than happy that we have released the film to theaters in Slovakia week ago, and it seems that people are going to cinema to watch it.
So that's big achievement, you know, from the prize for from the critics. That's everything afterwards
and
is
a bit surprising, but we are very, very happy that little or small psychological drama, it's a psychological drama, is attractive to the audiences. Yeah.
Are you trying to travel with the film as more as possible, as much as possible?
Not that much, because I have a little child, and it's
okay.
A topic of our film. Eva Nova left her child, and I would like to spend as much time as possible with my girl. So I had a very pleasant or nice invitation from India to come there, but after
far.
Torino, because I have this connection with Torino Film Lab, that's why I'm here. I'm not planning to travel that much, only when it's really necessary for the promotion of the film or for the industry part for the next projects.
So, Marco, thank you so much for being here, for sharing your experience on the Torino Film Lab with they gave this wonderful result that is Eva Nova, and good luck for your next project.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Torino Film Festival and the Torino Film Lab for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.